Early on the morning when I was sitting in my study, pecking away at my computer preparing this message, it was bucketing down rain just outside of my window. That got me thinking. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When you step out the front door and there's a cold wind blowing with the rain pelting down, it's not very pleasant, is it? No, we like sunny days. We prefer an easy life. We'd like everything, let's be honest here, to be handed to us on a platter. But life's just not like that. And it wasn't like that around that first Christmas either. Not that it was called Christmas back then. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Perhaps the circumstances that surround you this Christmas are far from ideal. Everyone else seems to be having a much easier run of it than you. And so you're wondering, what's this Christmas thing even all about this year? Well, it's about a love so great that God sent his son Jesus amidst circumstances that were anything but ideal to save you from your sins. That's God's word fresh for you today. There is such power in the Word of God, amen? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The Best of 2021. It's based on some of this year's most popular messages. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so please don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.